And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled a stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And they said, We cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, until they rolled a stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel the daughter of Laban his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled a stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban his mother's brother. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto Balak, Lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, Return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? And the Lord met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Go again unto Balak, and say thus. And the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed them up together with Korah, when that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Build you cities for your little ones, and folds for your sheep, and do that which hath proceeded out of your mouth. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. That which is gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. And the men took of their victuals, and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua said, Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it for to keep them. Then said Joshua, Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun, that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees, and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand unto their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. Then said Zebul unto him, Where is now thy mouth wherewith thou saidst, Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? Is not this the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray now, and fight with them. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. And she said unto him, My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth, for as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon. And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel? And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in an honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. And David said unto him, Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. And come to the king, and speak on this manner unto him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, As thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from aught that my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thine handmaid. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth, and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And the watchman cried and told the king. And the king said, If he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. And the mouth of it within the chapiter and above was a cubit. But the mouth thereof was round after the work of the base, a cubit and an half. And also upon the mouth of it were gravings with their borders foursquare, not round. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it, saying, Who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised to him? Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. He cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. And he went up and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, and spakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out, and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Lord, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, Will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Till he fill thy mouth with laughing, and thy lips with rejoicing. If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Thou turnest thy spirit against God, and lettest such words go out of thy mouth. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, mark me and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. I would order my cause before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue claved to the roof of their mouth. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. And my heart hath been secretly enticed, for my mouth had kissed my hand. Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue hath spoken in my mouth. For the ear trieth words, as the mouth tasteth meat. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without knowledge. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Behold, he drinketh up a river, and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He hath proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. A psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. To the chief musician, even to Jeduthun. A Psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Behold, they belt out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for who, say they, doth hear? The sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. My lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honour all the day. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Maskil of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord for ever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, The Lord hath done great things for them. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. By the blessing of the upright the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. As a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. a stranger, and not thine own lips. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. But if he refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The paper reads by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, be driven away, and be no more. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord, and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. I have declared the form of things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens, and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth, and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Then the Lord put forth his hand, and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth, and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passeth through. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor lamentation. Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth, and far from their reins. Therefore thus saith the Lord, If thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. And Zedekiah king of Judah shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but shalt surely be taken and delivered into his hand. And thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord, which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. Therefore go thou, and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. And they asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, He pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Then took Jeremiah another roll, and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book, which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire. And there were added, besides unto them, many like words. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we, and our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Therefore hear ye the word of the Lord, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, The Lord God liveth. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, O ye that dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. And I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be, there may be hope. Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth, and eat that I give thee. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted, for from my youth up, even till now, have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces. Neither came there abominable flesh into my mouth. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in the day of thy pride, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. At his right hand was a divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast them out, and to build a fort. In that day shall thy mouth be opened to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak, and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. Now the hand of the Lord was upon me in the evening, afore he that was escaped came, and had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning. And my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Thus with your mouth ye have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake, and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth to the midst of the fire. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant, and trespassed against my law. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion 2 legs, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. The nations shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. All thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast a weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. But he that remaineth, even he, shall be for our God, and he shall be as a governor in Judah, and Ekron as a Jebusite. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee 1 or 2 more, that in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses every word may be established. He said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea. Have we never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets which have been since the world began. And all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And they said, What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But he said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. His mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is written in the law of Moses, Thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt the earth. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth, and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw 3 unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.